Okay.
All right.
Well, welcome. This is our third podcast of Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. And there are three of us here. I'm Marlis.
I'm Judy.
I'm John.
All right. And today we're beginning an exploration of Speyside whiskeys. And I know that there are a whole lot of them. So we've chosen three because, frankly, we can only taste three at a time without falling over. And the three today are Balnellan, Glenkirk, and Glenrothes. So we'll talk about each of them a little bit more as we taste them. But
I was, if I may, I was looking because people may say, well, do I know a Speyside Scotch? Because you've probably been drinking one and like it and don't even realize that it's a Speyside. So I have a list here of Speyside Scotches, and I thought I'd just read off a few that are probably well-known to most. One is Abelour, and there's Balvenie, sorry. I know I should watch that How to Pronounce Things video again.
We can include that in the show notes.
Glenfiddich. Yeah, we can include that in the show notes on how to pronounce things. And Glenlivet. The Glenlivet is probably one of the most well-known of the Speysides. And let's see if there's anything else on here that's... Well, not to me anyway. I mean, some people. But since this podcast is really aimed at people who don't know a lot about scotches or whiskeys or, you know, other fine spirits. But those are the ones that you have probably heard of at some point in your life. So, on with tasting. Mm-hmm. What are we doing first?
Well, we're going to start with the Balnellan.
Balnellan.
Which is a lovely amber color.
The one on the right.
The one on the right, yes.
My other right, apparently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For me, the aroma is pretty alcohol heavy. What do you think, John?
Yeah, it's got a strong alcohol smell to it.
I'm not really smelling a whole lot else, just alcohol.
No, there's a smell there I can't place. That's
This is a 12 year, and it doesn't say anything special about what it has been aged in. American oak, so probably used bourbon barrels.
Now we're tasting.
Now for me, this tastes better than it smells. It's not going to be my favorite probably, but it's got a much mellower taste than the smell.
Yes, it's not. When you smell it, it's like, this is going to be harsh, but it's not.
This reminds me of some of the flavors you get in spiced teas, like clove and orange, and it's a spicy kind of.
I'm actually almost getting a little bit of black licorice or something.
Yeah.
It does make my tongue tingle a little more than some of the younger, I think, younger ones. But
But it's good. If you are marooned in a cold town with a dark pub on a rainy night.
Marooned. You'd only drink it if you were marooned.
Well, no, you could drink it at other times, too.
Thanks,
but I'm saying you would be happy to find this there, I suppose. Yeah.
Well, it does. I feel it warming. It does warm you. So this is definitely a warming whiskey.
Yeah.
All right. What's next? Glenkirk. Glenkirk. Oh, I'm going to eat a little bit of cracker before.
This doesn't seem to have a real strong aroma.
It doesn't. It's a little sweeter, though, than the first one.
The Balnellan.
The Balnellan, yeah.
Go ahead.
It's real smooth. I like it. It's a little sweet, mild compared to the Balnellan. The Glenkirk, I guess.
Yeah, Glenkirk.
A real easy drinking scotch.
Yeah, that's...
I like it.
Yeah, it doesn't have that... It may be because of the strong alcohol scent, obviously.
On
the Balnellan, this one doesn't have that strong alcohol, not as strong an alcohol scent. And it is definitely smoother going down. So if you're not someone who likes that, you know, because some people do like that strong alcohol flavor. If you're not someone who likes that, that's nice. It is smoother.
Yeah. This is also a 12-year-old, and it's also aged in American oak.
Interesting, but it's so different.
Mm-hmm. But there's something the same about them. They mm-hmm. both have that kind of spicy, mm-hmm. Not the specifically clove, cinnamon, nutmeg, but mm-hmm. that kind of approach
right.
to taste that it's actually pretty pleasant. It's never going to replace the Islas for me, but it is very nice.
No, we are Isla. Mm-hmm. We are Isla whores, so to speak.
Yes.
Speaking figuratively, of course, but we do love our Islas. But yeah, that was good. Mm-hmm. I like that one. And next one is...
The next one is Glenrothes. And I have a small historical note here. This is also a 12-year-old Glenrothes. And it doesn't tell me what kind of barrels it was in. But the Glenrothes Distillery up in the Speyside area was built in 1878. And the first whiskey came off the stills in 1879, the exact same day as the Tay River Bridge disaster, which was the Tay Bridge crossed the Firth of Tay between the city of Dundee and the suburb of Wormit in Fife. And it was 2¾ miles long, so it was a big, big bridge. And on the night of the 28th of December, 1879, the bridge collapsed after it gave way under high winter gales, and a train with 6 carriages carrying 75 passengers and crew was lost. So everyone died, and it was a huge wake-up or astonishment to the British railroad and engineering communities, and they're still debating the exact causes of the failure. But there is a new bridge there now which hasn't fallen down yet. So,
well, good.
Good for them.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, did you say how many years this one
is? It's a 12-year-old also. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, we'll smell it. Oh, this smells good. This has more presence. A little alcohol, but...
Oh, but it's totally a different scent than the mm-hmm. others. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. The strength of the alcohol smell is not quite as harsh, I guess, or strong mm-hmm. as the Balnellan. It's a little more present than the Glenkirk. And it's got, some spicy mm-hmm. and some sweet notes to it.
Oh, that is tasty. Now, that has less of the actual kind of clove, cinnamon, nutmeg mm-hmm. family of flavors. And for me, it's more vanilla, maybe some sherry.
I can definitely taste some
A little
some
bit of
sherry,
oak in
yeah.
there, mm-hmm. yeah. And I threw away the box, which may have told me what kind of barrels it was aged in. But I failed. But
that's something we can look up later.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we can. Let's see. I have it up here from... Mm-hmm. But it doesn't say what kind of barrels, yeah. But that is nice. I'm trying to decide if I like the Glenrothes more than the Glenkirk.
Mm-hmm.
They're different.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, I would not turn a glass of any of these down.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Now,
well, for me, I think I would turn down the Balnellan if the other two were present and offered.
Okay.
And I don't care for it as much.
That sounds like a fair...
It's not bad. It's
assessment
just,
there, yeah.
My least favorite of the three.
Now we're adding wee bits of water to each of them just to see if that what effect that has.
It tends to open it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, the three of us do ice with our whiskeys.
With our blends, anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I do with everything.
Oh.
Full disclosure. Mm-hmm. So first we'll try the Balnellan. See if it helps it at all.
Now, I don't know if I didn't have enough left in the glass and put too much water in, but that seems to have really kind of not improved it. It just kind of watered it down. And I didn't put a lot of water in.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
And
I actually like the Balnellan. I like the little rougher flavor, but...
Like I said, I would, especially like if we were on the East Coast right now when there are lovely, horrible
mm-hmm.
weather,
mm-hmm.
I would, or up in Canada with their... I saw someone online today that said it was negative 37.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. or maybe in Alaska where it's probably bad too. I think I would definitely drink this just for the, I mean, because the taste is acceptable and it does warm the cockles of your heart. Mm-hmm. This is.
I just put a couple of drops in mine and it's definitely milder and I think it's mm-hmm. I think it's improved the flavor quite a bit. Actually.
So I think this one would be better either with just a little bit of water, or on the rocks and let it let the ice melt a little bit.
See, now I actually liked it more without the water, and I would drink it without ice, just because it's got a pretty robust mm-hmm. presence mm-hmm. and robust flavor, which I kind of like.
So this just shows you that
tastes different.
Tastes differ, and that's all the thing about whiskey drinking too, is that it just really depends on your taste, your taste buds, your likings of different flavors, mm-hmm. your likings mm-hmm. of high alcohol flavor and lower alcohol flavor. All those things come into play, but we're just trying to help people figure out what things they might like to try, because these are ones that I have never paid attention to, mm-hmm. actually never heard of. People who are more of a Scotch connoisseur probably have, but mm-hmm. you know, we're here to learn and educate.
Well, and we kind of made it a quest when we're standing there in the aisle of 8,000 single malt scotches to try some that we haven't tried before.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't had any of these before. I like some Speyside. I like Abalor. I like the, is it Glenlivet Nadura?
Glenlivet Nadura, yeah.
Is wonderful.
It's really good. I like Glenlivet in general.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is kind of an experiment to see where we
what
are.
What other flavors are there in mm-hmm. Speyside and other Scotch World places?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Glenkirk
with some water.
Yeah, it was already pretty mild and smooth. And,
mm-hmm.
and
this just made it milder and smoother. Huh?
Yeah, a little. Well, I mean, it's good. I mean, I still like it a lot, but I don't see any reason to put any water in it. Honestly,
it didn't change it a lot.
It didn't seem to help it any. I mean, mm-mm. you know, mm-mm. it didn't change it a lot at all. Actually.
Yeah, and for me, it was a little mild to start with. So with a little bit of water, it was just kind of, eh. Mm-hmm. It's not a bad scotch by any means.
Oh no.
And if you like really smooth and that kind of mellow approach, it's probably a really good match for you.
Well, and also the Balnellan and the Glenkirk were both under $40
mm-hmm.
for the 750 ml mm-hmm. bottles. And in Washington plus many taxes and fees. It's a very reasonable price mm-hmm. for a single malt scotch. So, mm-hmm. if you want to try scotches and to have a, you know, like John and I do, a fairly small pocketbook,
mm-hmm.
you know, so the Balnellan and the Glenkirk are within
mm-hmm.
a reasonable price.
Yes. And between those two, if you like a little more obstreperous scotch or flavors, the Balnellan might be yours. If you like a little, you know, smoother, milder, mm-hmm. the Glenkirk
yeah.
is a good choice. You know, it's a good place to start.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's move on to the Red Glenrothes.
Glenrothes.
With a little bit of water.
The Glenrothes was a little more expensive, wasn't it?
It was with taxes and everything. It was about $80.
Yeah, I think it was. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's with Washington State taxes.
That's with mm-hmm. Washington State taxes.
Which is not everywhere. So most places it would probably be about $65, $60,
something
like that.
Glenrothes at Total Wine & More here is about $70.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine that's pretty much across the board for Total Wine & More, mm-hmm. you know, across
mm-hmm.
the country.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It stands up well to a few drops of water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's real good.
I could actually become quite fond of this. Mm-hmm. This is, and again, it's got that kind of sherry, oaky, vanilla.
If you were Nadura.
Yeah, it reminds me of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you like the sherry aftertones, mm-hmm. or if you like sherry in general, this would probably be something that you would like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very just funny how we chose two that were so. I mean, because we do this randomly when we go to Total.
Yes.
We each pick one, you know, and so we don't look them up. We don't do anything. I've never heard of this. Sometimes I go, oh, that's a pretty label, you know. So
yes.
it's totally random, and we managed to get. Funny, John and I, who are married, picked two that are about the same.
Yeah.
And then Marlis picked something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really, mm-hmm. Interesting.
And the Glenrothes has a really pretty bottle too.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous bottle.
Yeah.
And I will post a picture. I took a picture of the three of them together, and you'll be able to tell which one is a Glenrothes by the fact that it's prettier than the other
short, squatty bottle, but it's really cute.
And I tried to find one that was a cute bottle, but I couldn't afford the cute bottle one, so I had to go for the not so cute bottle. Mm-hmm. But anyway. Mm-hmm. You can tell. I choose wine the same way, by the way. Oh, pretty label. Mm-hmm. Pretty, well, wine typically comes in the same kind of bottle, so it's not usually a cute bottle. But
yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a short, squat, round wine bottle.
Only from somebody who home wine makes, yeah.
Do you remember Matusse?
Oh, Matusse, yeah.
In college, that... many, many years ago, that was the height of sophistication.
Oh, I know.
Date showed up with Matusse.
Right.
Because it had the... That was gorgeous stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know what it tastes like. I still don't remember anything about the taste, but the bottle
John
was
got
beautiful.
A whole case of Matusse.
In the early 80s, I went over on a med cruise on board an aircraft
And they got married after that.
We were already married.
Oh, they were already married.
They sailed past Portugal, and they heloed in a bunch of cases of Matusse. You could order it.
And
I ordered a case of that. I brought that home. And
we weren't big drinkers back then, so it took us a little while to get the Matusse back.
Totally. A big thing for the day. Yeah.
Fond memories. The early years of drinking.
Cause I know. Right.
I was probably only 21 at the time anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway. No, I was actually 12 when I got married. No, just kidding.
Jeez.
I'm trying to
now
pretend like
me.
I'm pretending like I'm not as old as I really am.
I see.
Okay.
I see. All right.
Okay. So, I'm not. I guess my favorite is actually the Glenkirk. I mean, I like the other two. I like all three, but I think if somebody said, "Hey, which one of these do you want?" and I knew about them, I would choose the Glenkirk.
Interesting.
What about you, John?
Well, you know, as one to drink just kind of on a daily basis or to have around and just as kind of a comfortable one, I would go with the Glenkirk. But something I would take and I would drink more as a once in a while kind of thing or have guests over or whatever. I really do like the Glenrothes.
The Glenrothes,
as well.
Yeah.
And the two of those, I think, are the better of the three.
Yeah, I don't know if it has anything to do with the price range or not.
Yeah, well,
Glenrothes probably has a little more of a sophisticated flavor to me.
Yeah.
So, you know,
it's more complex.
Mm-hmm.
I like it quite well.
I was just going to check the alcohol volume.
The Glenkirk was fairly inexpensive, as was the...
It's 43% alcohol. That makes...
Okay.
That accounts for some of that. It's a stronger taste.
Okay, and what were the others?
The others were both just 40.
Just 40.
Which is the minimum.
Right.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah.
And your favorite is the Glenrothes.
Yeah, it is. It is. But my second would actually be the Balmellan.
Okay.
I like a certain, oomph.
A little bit of bite to it.
The Glenkirk was also lovely, but, given my druthers, I'd probably go, Glenrothes, Balmellan, Glenkirk. So you never know what is going to strike you. And I think that's part of why we're doing this, is we want to find out more about the different types of whiskey and what we actually like, because...
Mm-hmm. We're right, because we've been we've gone for the more known... brands basically, and actually the Balmellan, I should, full disclosure, is part of the Glenlivet family.
And
originally I wasn't going to choose anything from, I wasn't going to choose Glenlivet. I wanted to choose something that was not known to the universe. And then I saw that one, and it's like, well, but I've never heard of Balmellan, so so let's go for it. And it's not as good as Glenlivet, I don't think, but it is.
If someone offers you any of these three scotches, have some.
Yeah,
they're all good in their own way, but they are very different. So,
well, I would say if somebody offers you a scotch you've never heard of,
try it.
I mean, just take I want a half ounce or an ounce to try it or whatever, and give it a whirl, because you never know, you might find a $10 scotch you really like. Doubtful, but anyway.
Could happen.
Could be Scoresby, but...
I actually don't mind Scoresby.
I know that. That's why I said it. I personally think Scoresby tastes like gym socks, but used ones.
Well, also proof that everyone has different tastes.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, like the person who thought that Lafroy tastes like earwax. I mean, yeah. You know, again, it's taste buds, taste buds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very different.
Okay. Okay, well, that's kind of our roundup for tonight. But by all means, if you listen to this and you have your own favorite space side, let us know. There's places for comments, and we would love to hear from you. And
especially if it's a space side that's not like one of the mainstream ones. We would love to know about it, and we'll give it a whirl. And you never know, might make it on our next space side episode.
Yeah, we're going to have to do what... I think as a new Scotch drinker, you know, I heard of Lafroig and Lagavulin and thought, oh, those are the Isla Scotches. Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out there's a whole mess of them.
There's a whole passel.
Yeah. And same with Speyside. They're all over the place. There are many Highland Scotches. There aren't that many Lowland Scotches. So we'll do a show on those.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we can eventually try them all.
I know. Well, no, because they all have their special edition scotches in addition to their normal.
You know, we could spend the night if we try them all.
That's true. That's
true. We could spend the night at Marta's.
We'd have to.
Yeah. It could be a special 6-hour edition.
I know. I know.
Yeah.
But, you know, so we'll be revisiting Speyside, certainly. We'll be revisiting Isla. We'll probably do our next one on Highlands, and then we'll revisit that eventually, too, because there are many lovely, lovely whiskeys out there. And
oh, yeah. And, you know, when we run out of whiskeys, when we're about 85 years old, we'll do some other kind of whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Someone will have... Well, there, the growth of the micro distillery in this country is amazing.
Well, and we will definitely, in between things, have to do some micro distillery stuff. Because here in Washington, there are quite a few. Here in Olympia, we have... One in particular,
Shoebox.
We have Shoebox, and then there's in Tenino, there's the Sandstone Distillery, and then in Gig Harbor, there's Heritage or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have it in front of me.
There's a lot of them.
There's
here.
A lot of them here, and then Oregon. I know there's quite a few too, and they're not that far away.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to field trip. Field trips. We like field trips.
Mm-hmm.
We can't go to Scotland right now, so we'll have to stay close to home and just do some whiskeys close by.
See if we can make it up to Seattle.
Take it to
Seattle.
Oh,
good.
And there's that one in Seattle that John and I tried. I don't know the name of it, but we were at the Pike Street pub and the brew pub, and we did a whiskey flight, which is what everyone does at a brew pub, I'm pretty sure. And we tasted one, and I was like, oh, this has a hint of hops. And I thought, well, maybe it's because I'm in a pub and there's like hops floating
everywhere
around in the air, and it got near something, and then or I was just, you know, from the air in the building. And John's like, does that taste like hops to you? And I'm like, yeah, I just thought I was imagining it because we were in a brew pub. And he's like, no, it doesn't. So when the waiter came over, we asked him, he's like, oh, that must be the one that a guy that used to work there, who was a brewer, when we started at this this distillery. I don't I think he might have been one of the owners, I forget. But they'd asked to use some of their IPA or some of their beer barrels.
Oh, as their
to middle. Yeah. And
yep.
And
they aged it in the barrel.
It freaking tasted like hops.
That's
interesting. Holy smokes.
And
and I've been wanting to go to that. We didn't have time the day we were in Seattle, but hey, February 28th, we're going to be in Seattle. So we should try that. We should try. They may not do it anymore, but it might have been a limited edition, which would be a shame. But
Well, and there's the Woodinville Distillery up in Woodinville that does a lovely bourbon. And there are many lovely whiskeys around to taste.
Oh,
so we will keep on doing this, and we hope that you enjoy it.
Yes.